Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote?
You know what my opinion, what's this about?
The survey is about the upcoming elections and important issues facing your community and the nation also. Will you have a few minutes to participate?
It depends.
Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am. Which party are you referencing?
We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. Okay. We are a private market research firm. So the first question is, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate it as well. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, just somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all. Or I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot.
Nope, I'm planning to vote in person.
Okay, definitely going to vote, correct?
Yes.
And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary election on Tuesday, August 20? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mailing ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
I'll vote early in person.
And what is your main racial background? White, Caucasian, Asian, Hispanic, or African-American, or black?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure you speak to all ages, 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
I'm 69.
Okay, thank you. And you will now be given a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Mike Fasano. Do you recognize the name? Mike Fasano?
Yes, I do.
How would you rate him? Very favorable, just somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm going to do somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. The next one, Christina Fitzpatrick. Do you recognize the name? Christina Fitzpatrick?
No.
Never heard of it? The next one, Jack Mariano.
Yeah.
How would you rate him? Very favorable, just somewhat, or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Favorable, okay. The next one is Lisa Jaeger. How would you rate Lisa Jaeger?
I don't recognize that name.
Never heard of it again. Kamala Harris?
Who?
Kamala Harris. Kamala? Yes, very favorable, somewhat favorable.
You're talking about the vice president?
Correct, Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't stand that bitch.
Will you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
And the last two, Gabriel Papadopoulos. Do you recognize the name?
Yes, I do.
How would you rate him?
And very favorable with him. I like him.
Okay. And the last one, Chris Noko. You recognize the name Chris Noko?
Yeah, Chris Noko. Yes, I sure do. He's our sheriff.
How would you rate him?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary election. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Brad Gager or Creek Phillips?
I'm not sure. I have to do some research on them.
But if you had to choose today, if the elections were held today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Brad Jaeger or Kirk Phillips?
I think I will go with Jaeger.
And if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? John Leck or Michelle Mandarin?
The first one.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for John Leck?
Yeah, I probably would.
Probably. And if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Christina Fitzpatrick, Gabriel Papadopoulos, or Lisa Jaeger?
Papadopoulos.
And would you say you are definitely voting for Gabriel or probably voting for Gabriel Papadopoulos?
I'm definitely voting for him.
Lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Jack Mariano or Gina Funicchiaro?
Gina Funicchiaro? No, I wouldn't vote for her. I'd have to go with Jack Mariano. I definitely would vote for him.
Okay. Definitely. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Yeager and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Yeager, you can indicate it as well. Saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Lisa Yeager or a campaign volunteer, or something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Yeager?
I haven't seen or heard anything about her.
And you will, the last two questions, you will now be asked a few short questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Very conservative or just somewhat?
Very.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma? Sorry?
Yeah, high school. One year of college.
Some college. This includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. And thanks again for your help. Your opinion is extremely important for us. Have a great day. Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
Bye.